Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. Joe, what's happening this morning?
Well, good morning. Getting ready for a busy weekend, of course, with beginning with the Hall of Fame induction on Friday night, and then, of course, that game with Rice on Saturday. So there's going to be a lot of activity on campus this weekend, and certainly looking forward to a big game with a Rice team that comes in, you know, on a bit of a roll, you know, a team that scored 30 points a game their last six games, which I think is tied for the longest streak in the nation in that regard. So the defense has certainly got to be ready for a challenge on Saturday night.
Joe, you wonder with the hurricane bearing down on Texas if that affects, you know, Rice's preparation or maybe their travel plans to any extent.
Well, in fact, it may. We got word yesterday there is a possibility they may come in today instead of on Friday. And when that happens, then the whole university sort of pitches in terms of, you know, if they're going to come in, if they need a place to work out, you know, if there's any academic issues that they need to have settled because they're missing an extra day of class. So Vanderbilt will be more than willing and ready to help, you know, any way they need to. And the other thing that probably factors in, that, you know, some of those guys are probably, you know, from that area, have homes in that area. Certainly a lot of folks from Texas on that team, and they're certainly going to be concerned with a hurricane heading their way. So you got to think that's in the back of their mind, too.
And for those who don't know, as I think Kevin reported in his update, the Arkansas-Texas game already postponed. Joe, what I wanted to talk about was, it was interesting, and we forget sometimes, some interesting historical connections in terms of coaching between Rice and Vanderbilt, remembering, and that happened just before I got here, Watson Brown leaving Rice to come back to his alma mater. But it goes farther back than that. In fact, a legendary figure in Vanderbilt athletics history was very prominent in the Rice football program.
Oh, Jess Neely absolutely was. You know, Jess Neely was a tremendous success at Rice and at Vanderbilt, certainly as a player at Vanderbilt and then later as an athletic director, but he also was at Rice and spent 26 years there. So a lot of close ties between these two. And really, frankly, a couple of very similar institutions and also similar in the way they were fighting football powerhouses or just sports powerhouses in the conferences they were in when you go back to the old Southwest Conference and remember that too. So, and of course, Watson Brown was at Rice and then left to come back to Vanderbilt. So it's a lot of close ties between these two.
Yeah, I remember Teddy Roosevelt, how shocked he was when Neely left to Vanderbilt to go to Rice back in '08. But seriously,
Mark was in Wichita.
Yeah, made all the papers, yeah.
Joe, obviously the main matchup in this game, Rice's passing attack against Vanderbilt's talented secondary, although it's nicked up a little bit.
Well, you're right, and I think when you focus on the secondary, a big part of whether they're going to have success against this offense is if they're going to be able to get any pressure and force some throws maybe Clement doesn't want to make. One of the aspects of Rice's offense that's been so good is they really haven't allowed a lot of pressure on him. He's been able to, and plus he has the ability to get away and roll out and make some things happen on his own. So it's certainly a formidable challenge. I did not realize until I started, you know, reading through their notes, you know, how, you know, impressive this passing performance has been. You know, Clement and Jarrett Dillard are three touchdown passes away from tying the NCAA record for touchdowns between a quarterback and a receiver. You know, the one that Tim Rattay and Troy Edwards held at Louisiana Tech. Colt Brennan and Devon Bess of Hawaii now share at 39 in a career. Clement and Dillard have 36. So it certainly will be a focus to make sure they don't get that record on Saturday.
Joe, thank you as always. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys.